Well, as far as the game is concerned, I felt, you know, we made some improvements. We still, in my opinion, not run the ball well enough on first down. We're going to continue to run it. We're going to continue to try to find the personality that we're going to have as a run team. I think that shouldn't take this long, but it is. So football-wise, I think that's the most important thing right now that we can focus on in this short week, making sure we can run the ball efficiently on first down. I thought the guys competed very, very hard. I thought the quarterback played very well. And other than that, we were very pleased to get that victory and score some points. We left some stuff out there. And I think you always try to analyze why you left it out there and get better at it. You know, I know these guys, for the most part, a lot of the same people there. They're pretty good in the middle on defense. Have a couple speed pass rushers, you know, solid secondary. They play a smart football on defense. You have to have some patience with them because you're getting a lot of cover, too. Not necessarily a big blitz team, but they will bring some pressure. I think we have to be sound and smart. And then on a short week, we can all of a sudden become penthouse geniuses because we had a solid game. We have to make sure that we don't ask our guys to do too much in a short week. He probably had enough of me telling him why the play didn't work. You know, I get enough of me sometimes, too. I can talk a little bit, as you guys know. So, you know, the heat of the battle, it's tough. You know, a lot of things happen on the sideline. A lot of things happen in the course of the game. I was really angry about the fact that we didn't make that third and one. You know, it was in his ear all the way from the time he came off the field to the time he went over and put his helmet down. And, you know, at a certain point, you know, probably enough's enough. So.
Did he audible, or why were you angry at him?
No, I wasn't angry at him. I was venting to why the play didn't work, you know, and probably at a certain point, okay. So, you know, we move on, and he had a great game. Very pleased with his performance. Had a couple really nice checks for us. So he's doing the things that we're asking him to do. He's understanding the things that I'd like to see him do as far as managing the line of scrimmage. So I'm very pleased with his game. Jay and I are good. I really admire his play the other night. I really admire how he's prepared himself right now. I really admire how he's bought in. It's an emotional game, you know, and sometimes, you know, I'm sure we all wish we handled some things differently, and I'm not to say that he should have handled that differently, but it's an emotional game, and Jay and I are fine, you know. I wish they would have got the clip on the end of the game when he smacked me on the rear end. I mean, they didn't show that one. I wish they'd have showed that one, you know. So, and I smacked him back, so, you know. But they didn't show that one. They showed the other one, so that's the way it goes. We still are not consistent enough for me. You know, I can see a play, the first play of the game, where I'm going, man, that's as good as run block you had. And the same play two more times in the game, and it's kind of like, same guy. So we need to be more consistent. That's the biggest thing. Then once we get more consistent, then it'll be a little bit more helpful to know exactly what we should call in certain times. That's a great question. He's doing it very well right now. You know, he can throw the ball on the run with the best of them. And changing that launch point for us is really good because you're having a guy sitting back there as a sitting target, you know, i.e. the Green Bay game, is not a great thing against real good pass rush teams. And so moving him around is really good for the pocket and changing the launch point, but it's also good for your run game too because it slows down that backside pursuit. You know, so it's a double-edged good for us when we move the pocket and run our keeper game.
So how much do you control, you know, as the offensive coordinator, how often he can be in those situations?
All of it, because I'm calling the plays. So every time it comes up, if it doesn't work, you can, you know, dog me. And when it works, say I did a great job of changing the launch point. Just like you said, I did a crummy job of changing the launch point in Green Bay, and I agree. So...